Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
You're still waiting at the doctor's office.
Check up.
Let me turn this radio down, Rusty. She was just supposed to get her blood pressure medicine checked, and appointment was at 10:45, and said be there at 10:30, and it's been an hour already.
I know what that's like, and I had to go in to get my hearing checked yesterday, and doctor says I still need a hearing aid, and the place went, their prices are even more expensive than the previous place I went. That's only for one hearing aid, but it's what I need, so I will probably get it. And I've been told several times, but these things you buy, and the TV things you buy over the counter, I need to stay away from those because they won't really adjust for what I need. So, oh well, it is what it is. And then I got to go to the dentist office tomorrow morning before I head out for the convention. And because they screwed up the reline on my lower plate last 2 weeks ago.
This is 0TR. That don't sound like any fun. Rusty, the law was just changed in the last, couple of months. And I'm no doctor. But, yes, they can adjust. I know Costco's and Sam's, looking at their computer program, they can adjust the bandwidth, basically, that you need to enhance and program it into the hearing aid. But in the last couple of months, the law has changed. And the price of the hearing aids is supposed to reduce dramatically. Now, I'm not talking about those root and tooth things on television because they probably just are amplifiers and could probably do more damage than they could good. They're not cheap by any means, but I know they can go from $3,000 to $6,000, and I know Costco's. The first time we got Bernice's several years ago, they was about $1,300, but now they're closer to $2,000. It was $19-something this last time. But we didn't buy the rechargeable ones. I don't want to have to worry about carrying a charger with you everywhere you go, which we don't go that much anymore, so that's not a very legitimate excuse. But the battery ones, the batteries last about 4 or 5 days, and you got to change them. So there's ups and downs to both. But I just don't like the idea of being tied to a charger. So I would suggest maybe going on and researching on the net as to how that law applies now. And then maybe there's some search engines to go to something on there, and but I know that law has changed, Rusty. Over.
Get rid of a stink bug that was crawling up the inside of the driver's window over here. Yeah, it's changed. Well, the one I need, the one they're prescribing for me is $2,300 after insurance takes out their chart, pays their a lot on hearing aids anyway. So, but I'm going to look into it. But I looked into it, and I've gone, I've looked into different things, different places, and you know, and this is a good brand. It's a company that's been around since the 1920s, so they know what they're doing, and it's not, it's, you know, it's a company that knows what they're doing and everything. So, anyway, but I'll decide on that here soon. And hopefully I'll get a settlement on my lawsuit, and I'll have the money to do what I need to do and to go from there. And everything, so went to the grocery store and intended to spend about $20 or less, and $43, and that was after my $8 discount. So, you know, things can get expensive these days.
Humor me, and the next time you go into Costco's, get them checked there and see how they compete, because I can tell you, Rusty, Costco's or Sam's does a very good job, and they have a very good product. The first ones we got were made by Siemens, and I've worked on a lot of Siemens equipment over the years, They're a top-notch electronic company, but I noticed Costco's has changed manufacturers, and I can't say anything about them because I don't know. But Bernice's had real good luck with them, and it's worth looking into. I do know if you go to a hearing doctor and that, it's exceedingly expensive. I'm not saying they're wrong in their theory of operation there. What I'm saying is, I think you could do better on price.
I don't have a Costco membership. I do have a Sam's Club. I might go there and get them to do the readout on me. The guy didn't give me a reading yesterday when I went, but but he did a fair job, and I've got my left ear is what's bad. He says I really don't need one for my right ear. He says my right ear is fine. I mean, I've got normal hearing in the right ear, but he said my left ear is like I am just one step away from being legally deaf in that left ear. Go figure.
Well, that's what I meant. I know you got a Costco, not a Costco. I meant to say Sam's. And Sam's has the same theory of operation and the same hearing chamber. And I know from working on those hearing booths that they usually only check up to 8,000 hertz anyways. And your range of hearing primarily is going to fall up to maybe 2 kilohertz and below. That's really, really important to you in conversational stuff. So they're very capable of doing it there at Sam's. So Bernice got back, and you get a good check, and did they change your medicine? Okay, nothing changed. It just took a long time. So we are now in transit to Aldi's down in Taylor's, Rusty. This is OTR.
Good morning, Bernice, to you. Glad to hear you're getting good checkups. And I'm gonna do some thinking about it and things around, but I've got to do something because I got to get something that will help me balance out my hearing on both sides so that when I'm singing, I can really do like I need to and hear everybody. But that's something where I'm going to have to work on and see what I can have, what I get done and things like that. So I will work on it and all, but and I noticed that I saw something the other day that posted that by 2024, Bradford pears will no longer be allowed to be planted in South Carolina due to the dangers of those trees. What do you think about that, Tom?
Chris and Gerald T.R. Well, you know, Bernice had told me that, Rusty. We're passing Wade Hampton here, Highway 101, where you turned to our house. She had mentioned that before. But, Rusty, my theory of thinking on those hearing aids is if Bernice's were, say, $1,800 or $1,900 for a pair, and these were the top-end ones, yours should be half of that, and you're saying $2,000. I would think it should be $1,000, so it'd be worth checking at Sam's, old buddy.
Got a chance, but that's something for another week. That's not something to worry about, because I've got the next 2 days are going to be slam-bang competition and contesting going on over there at the school, so... Anyway, well, I'm about the house, so I'm going to stand for IQ almost, and I will catch up to you later. You and Bernice have a good afternoon, and I'm going to go in and have me some soup for lunch, and then for supper I'm going to fix me my pasta and my hamburger and my tomatoes and my onions and my seasoning and cheese and put it all in a casserole dish and put it in the oven for about 30 minutes on low heat. Talk to you later, Tom. You have a good one. N0TR, W2T73.
Hi, Rusty. And I heard Bill double with you in there. He must have been in a bad listening place. And have a good day, Rusty. And maybe talk to you later in the day. Had real pleasure here talking this morning to everybody. And N4IQ, N0TR, how far did they lower your ears, Bill?
Well,
the length of the ear lowering is proportional to the amount that you pay, or...
My hairdresser's sitting right beside me here.
Hi, Bill.
Hope you're doing well. It's been a while since I've chatted with y'all. My sister-in-law and her husband just left yesterday after 12 days, so I'm not hearing very good anymore.
Rusty can get you a new set of hearing aids. Well, we got Bernice's at Costco's last time, and they worked out really well, and they got a very sophisticated program there, Bill. You can look at the graph of your hearing and the places that are occluded, and then they program the hearing aid to that area. It's pretty amazing. So I don't think you got to be a doctor to do it. You just need to be a certified technician, I'm sure. But and they were a very reasonable price and guaranteed against loss. And she lost one of them during the masking time. When she took a mask off, she knocked one out, and they're so tiny, there's no hope finding one if you're outside. And naturally, it was 2 days over the warranty period, so that's the way it usually winds up.
Very sophisticated hearing aids, and 73 is rusty if you're still listening. Well, that's amazing. Bill got some hearing aids, must have been almost 2 years ago now. And those things are amazing. They went through one of those hearing tests, and they programmed his hearing aids. And he can do all the adjustments, everything himself with his phone, over.
Well, I think Bruce's can too. She's not going to attempt that, I'm sure, Bill. But, yeah, they're Bluetooth and all of that. Next time we go there, I keep forgetting it, I was going to have them Bluetooth that to her phone, although she rarely carries it. But in the grocery stores and that, it's pretty nice when I lose her. I have to go around shopping for new wives, in case I lose her permanently or something there in the store. But she always finds her way back after 55 years, Bill.
Oh, that's pretty good. She probably knows where you're hanging out. Probably not a lot of guessing about that.
Yeah, I always wear my Navy hat. That way you meet a lot of old-time veterans. I met a torpedo man that was a 20-year guy in public to cut the conversation short with him. He was really interesting, and he used the same types of torpedoes that we dropped from our submarine aircraft. But they lost up our order down there. Of course, they got new employees back there in the deli, and I repeated my order three times to them. And they've never missed before down here in Taylor's. And I know both of the operators back there personally, and they weren't there. Noah's one of them. It's kind of hard to forget Noah's Ark. And she didn't even apologize. Oh, well, it'll be at least 30 minutes. And that was right during rush hour was coming up. And I told her she could just keep those for supper tonight because they ruined our supper. And walked out, and I was less than happy with them.
Their order, and where was it?
Oh, we've traded here for the last 13 years at the Publix and Taylor's. Some groceries, but mostly we go down there and get spicy chicken wings. They're delicious, and they're not real, real spicy. And Rusty gets them, too, at another Publix. But that lady kept asking, you want these breaded or not breaded? And they, and I said, don't drop them and then put them in the infrared. I said, it'll be at least 30 minutes, and we'll be there. And we was there in about 28 minutes. And they weren't breaded, and they were in the warming machine up there, and they'd been there for quite a while. And it was just everything we didn't want. And we usually get 20 of them, and I think it's about $15 or so.
I guess that's kind of what you have to face anymore. It's, you know, half the population doesn't want to work, and then the other half that does, they might show up if they don't do what they're supposed to do. That's just the way it is. I mean, that's kind of the expectations anymore. I hate to say it, but that's true. You know, if you get really good service, that is unexpected. Oh, well. Lane goes to Publix a lot. That's her favorite grocery store. But they're a little more expensive than some of the other groceries. At least that's what Lane's telling me. Well, I'm just about here. And I'll say 73s. I'm hungry. I'm ready to have a good lunch here. N0TRN4IQ.
Okay, Bill. And Elaine's right. They are a little more. It's kind of like Ingles, but boy, they're wonderful stores, and we're thankful to have them. But that was the people in the deli that screwed up. And it just ruined our dinner, and it made me mad. But I didn't say too much. I said, you can just keep them for your supper, and walked out. It's not what we wanted. Anyways, I'll tell Noah about it. He'll chew their ears off, I imagine. It was some Chinese gal back there doing the cooking, and she didn't look like the brightest star in the constellation, and so maybe that's why she didn't understand or something. Who knows? Anyways, we're here at Aldi's and Taylor. Have a good day, Bill. N4IQ and 0TR73.
You have a good day, too. Enjoy what's left of it. So far, it's been pretty good on this end. 73, N4IQ.
DJW Mobile.